Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and NeilHaley.com and all those exciting places. And NBC continues to put great Chicago spinoffs going. And my guest today is going to talk about it. So I'm excited to welcome to the program Philip Winchester from NBC's Chicago Justice. Philip, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm sure you were really excited once you got this opportunity, especially when you think about how successful the Chicago brand has been on NBC, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, absolutely. Anytime you get an opportunity to work with Dick Wolf or to be a part of, you know, of a really successful franchise, it's always a good thing. You know, we've got great writers. We've got, you know, we got a solid cast. And we just have to see what happens, you know, tonight.
Absolutely, for sure. Absolutely. So thinking about Philip, the crew, the storyline is awesome because, again, it goes into a situation where you are a prosecutor who wants justice, and that's your ultimate thing is you want to go out there and you want to help others and stop the injustices in this world, it sounds like, your character.
Yeah, and to his detriment, really. I mean, Peter Stone is... He lives in the constant shadow of his father, Ben Stone, who was the main prosecutor on the original Law and Order series.
Absolutely. So that's the cool part about it is that you're bringing up these storylines and working with these amazing people that have been in some awesome shows. That's got to be help as well as your cast. I was looking at something and I saw that one of your cast members is Carl Weathers. That's pretty cool, right?
It just so happens, yeah, he is. Yeah, it's amazing. He's our district attorney, and it's great. You know, I think what lends itself to the show is that this relationship can be quite heated. He's the district attorney, and you know, he's an elected official, and I'm not. So he's always questioning my, you know, going after a case or bulldogging a case, because if I lose, I just lose a case. But if I lose in his world, it could mean his next reelection. So it always has consequences.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure you have flashbacks of watching Carl Weathers and Rocky and things like that, don't you? In certain ways, the history of Carl as an actor when you're in these heated things.
Yeah. You know, Predator, Happy Gilmore, all that stuff. I actually joked around with him the first time we did a scene together. We were in his office and I said, you know what, Carl? You should have a Gatling gun on the wall. And he said, yeah, next to my boxing gloves, my wooden hand, right? So he gets it.
Absolutely. And so in this process, you're going to have cases that basically look like they're going to be swept under the rug. And you're like, this, I can't allow this to happen, that the bad guys get away with it. That's pretty much a lot of the premise of the show, right?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the fact is, you know, Peter Stone, like I said, lives in the shadow of his father. And justice is black and white. It's right and wrong. You break the law, there's consequences. And that's just the way it is. And so, you know, a lot of the writing has to deal with the fact that there are issues that come up every day in society, every day in Chicago and around the country and around the world. And Stone just has to deal with it. That's his problem. He has to tackle it.
He definitely has to tackle it for sure, and still not be in his father's shadow, right? He wants to be this, and then his dad's like, no, you know, it's my way, and then that kind of can bring some rivalry, right, between dad and son, right, father and son.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael Chernuchin, who is our main writer, he wrote on Law and Order for years and years, and he's, you know, his whole thing is just kind of saying about Peter Stone is like, look. He originally wanted to be a baseball player. He pitched for the Chicago Cubs for a year, threw his arm out, and kind of fell back on what he knew, which was, look, law. And the fact that they live in separate cities, I think, is not only it's a blessing more than anything else, but it keeps them, you know, it keeps their lives incredibly separated, and it keeps their relationship over the phone. And Peter likes it that way. He does, you know, their relationship is estranged, but it's also, you know, it's complicated. Tonight is a big crossover. It starts with Chicago Fire. There's a fire at a rave in a warehouse. Chicago PD shows up to investigate it, and then they hand the case to me to prosecute. So that's three, and of course Chicago Med is sprinkled out throughout the whole 3 hours. So it's a big deal. You know, I don't think that's ever happened before. This is another one of Dick Wolf's great ideas. And so, you know, we'll see how it goes tonight. 3 hours of primetime television.
Yeah, absolutely. Starting at what time, Philip? What time does it start? 8 p.m. Eastern, right? Correct?
I think it starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock, yeah. So all four, they've been promoting that pretty big.
Wait, I'm like, well, I think... I think it starts at 8.
Yeah, I'm sure it's 8. Yeah, because there's 3 hours, 8, 9, 10, there you go. It's March 1st, right? We got a new Mardi Gras over. It's now time to focus and prepare for Easter, right, Philip? That's where we're at right now.
That's right. Everyone can recover from their hangovers, and let's get sucked in.
Exactly. Philip, one thing I wanted to bring up before we go, I noticed that you did work with Bill Paxton. That had to be a shock, wasn't it?
It did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look, it was funny because I've been doing sort of a social media and sort of internet fast. I've been staying off of it. And my mom actually called me and said, you know, Bill Paxton passed away at 61. I was, I was 24 years old. We did a movie in London called Thunderbirds. And he took myself and a couple other young actors in London under his arms and just kind of taught us the ropes, taught us what he knew. We just had a ton of fun with Bill. He was an actor's actor. I mean, he loved the process, and he wasn't afraid to share what he knew. It was tough.
And you learned a lot from him when you worked with him, didn't you? For sure.
I did. He taught us about the camera. He taught us about, like, you know, basic onset kind of, you know, management and dealing with, you know, different things. And look, I mean, it's one of those things you. The older you get, this starts to happen. But he was too young.
Absolutely. It's just too bad. It's too bad. And prayers go out to his family for sure and all that. And everyone needs to tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, Philip, to all the shows. And then you guys are going to be March 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern, right? That's when your show will be on every week.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
March 5th, and everyone needs to check it out and see you battle with Carl Weathers. I can't wait to watch that for sure. This guy doesn't seem like he ages, does he, Philip? I was looking at a picture right now. I'm like, holy cow. He must have some sort of serum because he looks the same as he did 20, 30 years ago almost. So it's interesting to look at.
He really does. It's incredible. And he does an amazing job on our show. He takes great care of himself. And look, he's Hollywood royalty, so we're really fortunate to have him, and I'm very fortunate because I get to work with him every day. It's great.
Well, I know you're going to have great success. You're very positive. I did check your Twitter out and saw you've not tweeted since January, so I was about to say where we can follow
very
you.
Active, yeah, clearly.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is, but I would be starting to tweet, especially with your show, so I'm sure your team has told you that for sure. Start tweeting, Philip. Come on. So, all right, good talk.
Why are you doing that exactly?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Philip. Well, good talking to you. Best of luck. And everyone needs to tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Take care.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show. We'll be back in just a moment.